Moncrief on News Talk.
Going to a shop these days, and there might not be a shop assistant to be found because they're educators or champions or even athletes in the corporate world. There seems to be an increasing trend of not describing things as they actually are. The quirkier, the better. Because as we all know, capitalists are crazy. Thankfully, Donal O'Donoghue has a proper title, being Managing Director at Sanderson Recruitment. Afternoon, Donal.
Good afternoon.
Why did they do this?
It's weird, isn't it? There's weird stuff going on out there. Why do they do it? I think companies are trying to do two things. I think they're trying to stand out in a noisy jobs market. And I think they're subtly trying to say a little something about their company culture and how they work. So when you think about the ones that we've seen lately or that have been high profile, Paddy Power hired a head of mischief instead of a head of marketing and wanted to do it, kind of spoke to the fact that they wanted to cut through traditional media and PR by creating these, you know, kind of pinch me PR moments. But there are some really, really weird ones out there. I pulled some data from our systems about five roles that we've recruited recently with non-traditional job titles. We had one which was head of people magic. What do you reckon that person did?
God knows. The magician.
HR director.
Right.
We had a data wizard instead of a data scientist. We had a customer hero instead of a customer success manager and a growth hacker. The growth hacker was the business development guy.
Okay. I don't even know what a customer success manager is.
Yeah, customer service. You know, you buy a new product and the customer success manager makes sure that you're able to use it, get on the phone to you, make sure you're a happy camper. But yeah, that's now a customer hero.
Yeah. But the thing, like, first off, might that cause confusion? If you have, you know, if you've gone to college and you have a qualification in this kind of job and then you're not seeing it described anywhere. I don't know if this is my job or not.
Yeah. Well, do you know where it causes actual hassle? It's like the companies that are doing this tend to be in creative, so marketing agencies or tech companies. And where it can be a little bit career limiting is if you are working in a company and you're chief disruptor, and then you decide you want a new job, and actually your job is that you're a financial accountant. If you've got chief disruptor on your CV, you're not going to be searchable. When a recruitment company or an employer is looking for you, they're searching LinkedIn, they're searching CVs for a financial accountant, not a chief disruptor.
Yeah.
So what we've seen companies start to do now is they have their internal titles and their external titles. In the old day, it was weird. You know, you'd go into a company and they'd say, I'm a level 2 marketing manager. And congratulations, now you're a level 3 marketing manager when you've fulfilled your dreams. But now we're seeing some crazy stuff out there. Like, I worked with a company recently. It was a startup company and they wanted a wizard of light bulb moments. And there was lots of interest. But when they realized that it was really a digital marketing manager with 2 years experience, all that interest kind of waned because people weren't interested in the role anymore. So what you're actually doing is you're just creating more admin, more application traffic for people that don't want to work there.
Yeah.
Did you see?
But would it not be like, if you were, you know, had some sort of tech qualification and you were looking for a tech job, would it really make any difference what kind of wacky title you have? Wouldn't the first question be like, what's the money?
Absolutely. And sometimes it just gives you the ick. Like, there's another one that we saw, which was a UX ninja. And a UX ninja was a senior user experience designer.
Yeah.
You know, like it's gone a bit weird out there. But there's definitely a couple of things that people need to be aware of. And that's using the external title or the normal title on their LinkedIn and on their CV and keeping the weird ones for the weird companies.
Yeah. Okay. And if they're all doing it, then don't those titles cease to have any meaning anymore?
Yeah, but and the career limiting bit is something that you can manage, because a lot of the time when somebody is looking for somebody with a particular skill set, they search for the skills. So if it's a software developer, they're searching for the particular tech stack that person needs. So even though the job title might be software engineer or software ninja, you know, where it's limiting is where an employer is searching by job title and you won't be found. So that's where it's important to have a few versions of the CV. So if you're going for a job with a crazy tech startup, you can use your crazy tech title. And if you're going to, for example, move from a tech startup and you want to work in the bank as a software developer or as a marketing manager, you might just call yourself a marketing manager.
Yeah. If you're going for an interview or as a job as a software ninja and you go to the interview dressed as a ninja, they'd hold that against you.
Not if they're crazy people.
Yeah, but they're not really. Because isn't this kind of just PR? It's guff in a way.
Yeah, it's like the Ryanair one. Do you remember when Michael O'Leary advertised the worst job in Ireland?
Yeah.
Which was, you know...
Well, in fairness, from what I've heard, that was pretty accurate.
Yeah, there's a couple of them out there like that. But look, I think it all needs a little bit of balance. And what they're trying to do, some of it is just to get people like us talking about it.
Yeah.
Some of it is to create a bit of noise. And some of it is actually to screen out people that are from a culture that won't fit really well with them. So if you've spent the last 15 years working in one of the banks, which we won't name, maybe you wouldn't be crazy enough to be a chief growth hacker in a tech startup.
Yeah. Have friends that work in finance with titles like associate. When I Googled it, it was just a catch-all term for staff member. Call them whatever you want. Try actually picking up a phone and getting through to any of these clowns. That's a whole other issue, really. Well, is this a fad? Will it die out, do you think, Donald?
I really hope so, because one of the things that we used to see is, like, the word executive used to mean if you were senior and you were on, like, the executive board of a company, whereas now it's become, like, marketing executive is kind of one step up from marketing assistant. So it's now become, like, a catch-all term for maybe somebody that has 2 years' experience. So the titles are becoming less relevant. So what we need organizations to really do when they're advertising, when they're recruiting, is to be very clear about the skills and experience that they need. And actually, that's the positive thing that should come out of this, is that, you know, organizations should be looking to hire skills rather than job titles.
Yeah.
There was a really interesting one that happened in the last couple of years, and that's the way Unilever completely changed how they do their hiring. So what they wanted to do was get away from CV-based hiring, because CV-based hiring can be prone to bias, you know, what somebody's name is, where they live, where they studied, and everything like that. So what they did is they made everybody apply with a LinkedIn profile instead of a CV, because it's the same format, same kind of language. And then they introduced what they call gamification. So they basically asked the applicants to play a number of games. And the games were cognitive neuroscience games that looked at things like their problem-solving skills, their risk appetite, their attention, their memory, their emotional intelligence. And then they had to answer a number of questions to an AI kind of interface before a human got involved in the process. And actually what they saw was they were able to remove quite a lot of bias and start to hire people for their skills rather than their CV. So some of the kind of way things are changing can have good outcomes,
yeah,
as long as you make sure that it's a human that's making the hiring decision.
Well, I mean, that's what I was going to ask. That process, ultimately, was there a, you know, to make sure they didn't have terrible personal hygiene or you know, they were wearing a Nazi uniform in the interview.
Humans definitely got involved in the process, but they hire hundreds of thousands of graduates every year. So what they tried to do was, first of all, make the process interesting to the generation that they're hiring now. So gamification, playing games on your smartphone, was a good way to stop leakage, to keep people engaged. And it was a good way to assess cognitive ability, risk appetite, all those kind of things they were looking for. And then few questions, screen it out to the highest potential candidates, and then the humans got involved. And apparently the results were really good for them.
Yeah, and a lot of this is this. Are employers, you know, do they feel like in certain areas, at least, they're competing with one another to get the best people?
100%. It's like there's a skills shortage out there. We've had a skills shortage in this country probably for the last 7 or 8 years. So it is a very competitive market space. And some of it is about attracting and retaining the best talent. And some of it is about just communicating the employer brand. So if you want to communicate that you've got a more contemporary, more agile, more innovative organization culture, well, then you're more likely to attract those type of people. Think about it this way. Like, if you think about marketing in the old days, if you worked for a drinks company, you're a marketing manager, you manage a budget of 2 million euros, and you might achieve 5 or 6% category growth. Whereas now you're seeing people with more contemporary skill sets that have no marketing budget, but they're picking an idea that's going to go viral and bring in 20 or 30 or 40,000 new customers with zero budget. So, how do you communicate that? Sometimes it's just around the language.
You could have said what you just said there. How about that for an idea? Because innovative can mean, well, everybody says there isn't a company out there that doesn't claim to be innovative. And innovative may also imply we don't have any money.
Exactly. So they've got to ask questions like, when's the last time you ran a campaign that went viral?
Yeah.
And if they start talking about influenza, then they're probably not the person we're looking for.
Yeah. My brother is vice president in an international bank. Wow, you might say. But it turns out there's about 300 other vice presidents in the building.
And then you also kind of assistant vice presidents, not to be confused with assistant to the vice president.
Is this an American thing to a degree? Because I don't know, generalize, but Americans love giving themselves grandiose titles.
They do love a good slap on the back once in a while.
Yeah. And we're buying that again. Donal, thanks a million for coming in and explaining all that to us and turning it into English. That was Donal O'Donovan there, Managing Director at Sanderson Recruitment.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.